to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Katie and I are joining together for another really fun episode that we haven't gotten to do in a little while, and it's a favorites episode. So we've done a lot of our like summer favorites and favorites for the grown ladies and all of that kind of thing, but we wanted to come back together and just do like general favorite things that we have been finding lately that we have been enjoying. So we talk about everything from books to shows to makeup to all kinds of different things that we are super excited to share with you today, and it's just a really fun conversation. So we would love to have you join us for that ride, but hey, you may have noticed that Katie and I are really good friends. We like to chit-chat together, and we like for you guys to feel like you are friends with us. We like to feel like we are friends with you, and we like for you to share the show with your friends so we can all talk about the same stuff together. So I would just like to encourage you this week to reach out to us on Instagram. You can find us there at Mackenzie Coppa and at Katie M. Duckett. We would love to chat with you. We love having your feedback from the show. It is truly what helps guide future episodes. We have gotten so many comments about our summer series that we have done that has really helped us to be honing things in for fall. In fact, we are about to embark on a whole back to school series in Patreon because of your feedback. So please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Find us on Instagram. We would love to chat with you, and we would love to hear what you want more of. It really does impact the show. We care about what you guys think and what you guys want, and we so appreciate when you tell your friends about the show, when you can just be like, hey girl, did you listen to that last episode of Live Well Anyway? I love doing that with my friends about podcasts, and when you do that for us, you help the word to organically spread. You help the show to continue to grow and for us to keep the lights on around here. And we so appreciate it, especially in the summer months, because guess what? Guess what a lot of people aren't doing as much in the summer as they are during the rest of the year when they're driving their kids around to all the activities and everything? They're not listening to podcasts as much. So when you tell your friends about our show and you get excited about it, it is so, so helpful for us keeping the lights on around here and keeping this train moving. And I am so appreciative to each and every one of you who do that. So reach out to us, find us on Instagram, tell your friends about it, and we will keep investing in creating the kind of content that you are looking for here in this space. Okay, without further ado, let's get on with this episode where Katie Duckett and I talk about our current favorites. Katie, we're back with a current favorites episode. It's been a little while.
It has. And so my favorites have stacked up.
I know. Well, and it's funny because we've had a lot of like summer favorites and stuff like that, but we haven't done kind of one of these general episodes in a while. And so, yeah, I think we've got some fun things to bring to the table.
Yeah. And I don't think we've really talked about a lot of these with each other. So it'll be I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think so too. And as we're chatting here, I'm like, oh yeah, I was going to put down this thing and that thing. So you may hear typing in the background because I had a list. I made it in the bath last night.
It's evolving organically.
Yes. But the list actually disappeared. So I had to start over from scratch. But when I say some of these things were items in my bathtub, I'm like, oh yeah, hey, that thing, I really like that. I really like this. So I'm just going to add them to the list. But okay. I think we're kind of all over the map with what, I mean, I know my list is very eclectic. Mm-hmm. Is yours?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So where do we want to start? Because I have everything from books to shows to body care to, you know, like, what are you thinking?
I have everywhere from food to playlists to body care to books. I mean, to Prime Day purchases. Like, I've got a lot going on here.
Okay. Well, should we start, I guess, with the favorite things we bought on Prime Day?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I got a Ring doorbell and an Echo Show.
Yay!
Yeah. And those I've kind of been looking at for a while, and kind of thinking through, would I really use it? Do, you know, all those things, all the negatives about why I wouldn't spend it. And then, well, maybe I will. And then I just did it. I just kind of did it.
With my tutelage.
Yeah. You knew.
Yeah.
And so I got the Echo Show, the 8-inch, because you said the 5, really it's too small. Just do the 8. And
yeah.
I did. So I don't know any different than it, but both these things have given us so much fun. We are loving them. The Ring doorbell is not only a lot of fun, but it's helpful because in our house, we probably get like 30 doorbell rings a day with neighborhood kids and deliveries. I mean, just it's constant.
Mm-hmm.
And the way our house is situated, it's inconvenient to get to the front door. Whether you're upstairs or you're downstairs, it's inconvenient.
Yeah.
So this has just been so great because I can talk to the little six-year-old who's on the front step and say, June can't play right now, come back later.
Yeah.
Leaving where I am and what I'm doing. And I just think
you can that. Even tell them if you're not home.
Yes.
Like, is that a good time?
Yes. And yeah. I kind of thought those notifications would drive my husband crazy when he's at work.
Yeah.
But he actually really likes it. I was like, "Does that bother you?" And he's like, "No, I'm glad to kind of know. And I'll see you guys go out." And I'm like, "Oh, I wonder where they're going." So I think it helps him feel a little connected.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that'll get old after over time. But right now it's been great. And it's come in handy, like you said, when we're away from home or when we are home. I've just thought it was so fun. I've really enjoyed it. I've even like turned the green button on, like when my son goes outside to tell his friend that he can't play. Like just, I've listened to
it. Yeah.
I've been thinking, and I thought, this is so fun. Like spy on my kids a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've just loved it. That's been fun. And the Echo Show is in my kitchen and it can spin around and be in the living room. So it's kind of in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Alexa touch screen. Like that's what it feels like for me.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, Alexa, play this playlist on shuffle from this source. Like I can just swipe, hit music, and bring it up. And I feel like I'm taking the middleman out between the miscommunication of Alexa and me. Cause sometimes we miscommunicate and I'll say, no, stop. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Let me try and give Alexa and
start calling her naughty names.
Yeah. So I love the touch screen. I love like it's kind of like a dance party, like karaoke going on in the kitchen with
fun
the lyrics and stuff that come up. Or if I'm making dinner or doing the dishes, I can watch a show.
Nice.
Also, really fun addition. I can talk to the Ring doorbell. I can do all these things. Neither of these are necessities. They're just like really fun little bonuses that I'm having a great time with. And the privacy thing has been satisfying. I was a little worried about that. And I feel like it really is smooth how they've made it easy to promote privacy. So I like it.
Well, and I really like too, another feature of the Ring doorbell is whenever I'm getting a package, I know exactly when that package has been delivered.
Yep.
So it's never like, especially if I'm not at home, I know, okay, it's there. I want to get home quicker or, you know, whatever. Like I like always knowing that and kind of having that preempting that, oh, this is what's going on. Or in the afternoons too, when my kids are just in and out a lot, it's nice to just be able to see like, oh, they're in, they're out, you know, like knowing. Yeah.
Keeping track of them.
Yep.
My son was playing basketball, which is, it's in front of our front door. It's kind of a ways away, but the Ring picks it up.
Yeah.
And he dunked and he was hoping it was caught on camera, and it was. And
yeah,
it was a big moment. I was like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we had that big moment when hot neighbor asked me to be his girlfriend, and I wasn't even thinking about it, but we went out on the front porch and we were screaming and giddy, and it's on Instagram if you haven't seen it, but we didn't even think about it until afterwards. It's like, oh, it's on the Ring. And I was able to download it and like keep the video and everything. So,
it's really captured fun. Some great moments.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So yeah, I fully support both of those.
What were your purchases?
Well, now I got a lot of like practical stuff, like the summer workbooks for the kids that I'm having them do, which I actually am really liking. I've started it with Ellie, and they're all doing Brain Quest, and I like the the summer version is actually like a bridge between the two grades. And so I got her the K to first grade one, and I like it because a lot of workbooks, which they're normal Brain Quest workbooks, are set up like by subject, and Emerson has one of those, and then we're waiting for her summer one to come, but the summer one is set up in levels, and so you just work your way straight through the book and it covers everything instead of having to pick between the different subjects every day, which I think like you could end up favoring a certain subject over other subjects. But it's got like this fun little map in the back and stickers that for every single page that she completes, she gets to put a sticker on the map. And that is like such a motivator for her.
That's a good carrot. Yep.
Yeah. And there's like little bonus stickers all throughout. And I just think it's like really well laid out and really fun. And she can get through it pretty quickly, but it just feels like she's doing a little bit of that every day. And then Emerson, like I said, she's got her just the grade 4-1. We're waiting for the 3-4-1 to come. I'm loving their lunch boxes. We're going to hit on, I'm sure we'll do a show closer to back to school, but they had the bento box style lunch boxes. And so I got those for them, and they're what our neighbors have, and they absolutely love them. And they're actually starting to use them this summer and learning how to pack them. So by fall, I won't be the one making them. So
yeah,
they're like excited about them. And so that's fun. But I think one of my favorite purchases from Prime Day, and it's so silly, but it's the Bean Envy milk frother. And it was really on sale, and I was like, okay, you know, that might be handy to have for, you know, I use a lot of like protein mixes and collagen powder and, you know, whatever, we'll see. I even had it for a couple of weeks before I bothered to get it out of the box and find batteries and do whatever, but then I actually used it on my collagen in my coffee, and it was like a game changer. Like, you're kidding me, like it can be like this smooth and frothy, and like this has completely changed my coffee in the morning.
And oh, so that's awesome.
Now I'm using it for the protein drinks and the green drinks and like everything. And it just makes it so smooth. And I didn't even know what I was missing. So yeah, big fan of that.
Oh, I love it. That's like one of those simple tech revolutions.
Yeah.
You know, like upgrade from a spoon.
Yes.
Major.
Well, and it's like by the time it comes out, like none of the collagen is stuck to it. I'd always be like mixing it with a spoon or a fork, and there'd always be some that was like stuck on there, and it would still kind of like clump a little bit in the bottom of the cup or whatever. And now it doesn't at all. And it's like magic. And I love it. So yeah, it's so silly, but I even bought it, like I said, and I was just like, man, it was probably not a big deal. But then I did it, and it was like, what sort of fancy barista have I just become? Like, I just love this thing.
Been all my life.
Yes. So big fan of that. And I have, okay, this I didn't buy on Prime Day, but it's coming today, and I'm so excited about it. It was on sale. Jamie Nato posted about it. And so I was like, it's $21. I can't go wrong. It's a neck massager with heat.
Oh,
and
my.
I have such bad neck problems, have for a couple of years now. And I am so jazzed to try this thing. So I'm sure by the time this episode comes out, people have probably seen me on Instagram, but I'm like so excited about it because it's supposed to do wonders. And I'm just going to like sit every night after my bath, reading my book with this neck massager on.
Oh,
that's my plan.
Oh, it sounds ideal.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, have you or one of your teens ever had an acne breakout at like the worst possible time. I know I have, I know my son has, you know, he's going to be heading back to school in the fall, hopefully full time, and he wants to be able to put his best face forward and not be worrying about his acne. And that is why I am so grateful that he is now using Apostrophe. We were really struggling with how his skin was doing. He's 15. He was having a ton of breakouts. I was a little afraid that he was going to end up getting into some scarring situations as he was messing with everything. And it was like Apostrophe came in at the perfect time. And I'm so grateful that they are sponsoring this episode of Live Well Anyway. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your specific skin. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, and then snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne, but they can also help with all your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. Apostrophe made the process so easy and unembarrassing for my son, who wasn't like super jazzed about having to deal with the skin in the first place. But since we were able to do it all from the safety and privacy of our own home, he never once felt embarrassed. We had an amazing turnaround with how quickly the doctor got a hold of us with all of his recommendations, and then how quickly we got the medicine in the mail. And then because it's actually working, because it's customized for my son, he does it on his own, which all you teen moms know that's kind of a miracle. When I don't have to nag him about it, he's seen such a difference in his skin that he actually does it without me having to say a word. I love that. And because we have had such an amazing experience, we have a special deal for my audience. You save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell when you use my code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click begin visit. Then use my code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use that code LIVEWELL to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for not only clearing my son's skin, but sponsoring LIVEWELL anyway. Speaking of books, should we go that direction?
Sure.
Okay, I've started reading again.
Hey!
When I got to the end of January and I was like, this is the year to abandon books, I didn't really think I was going to abandon books. I thought it was just like, oh, when you start a book and you don't really like it, go ahead and abandon that book. But I literally stopped reading for 5 months. And now here we are in July and it's like, oh... Yeah. But I think I've done a lot of thinking lately about like, well, what makes me feel like myself and what helps me process things and what helps me relax and like feel like I'm smart and like all of that. And being a reader is one of those things for me. And granted, there are just times of higher stress where it just doesn't happen as much. And you know, that's okay. I don't feel guilty for the past 5 months of not reading.
Good. But
as I'm trying to reclaim myself again and get back on top of life, I was like, this is something that I need to be doing. And so I let myself start out with just a fun, what I thought was just going to be a fun fiction book. Not that it wasn't, but I'll get into that in a second. And an audiobook. So I listened to, wait, I know this. I literally just finished it. Okay. Who thought this was a good idea? By Alyssa Mastromonaco. And okay, people are probably gonna like freak out when I say this and be like, wait, what? Just hang with me for a second. So she worked in the White House with Obama, but she also worked on like his campaign and everything for all the years, like when he was a senator and all the stuff, all the way to him being in the White House and throughout most of both of his terms in the White House. And so she talks about all of her experiences because she also worked on John Kerry's campaign and like what that's like to actually be a normal person who's like friends with the president. And
yeah,
it's so interesting. And just like, because she didn't go to an Ivy League school or any of that kind of stuff, like hearing how she ended up where she did and what that was like. I mean, she has like a whole section about how she was frustrated that they didn't have a tampon dispenser in the bathroom at the White House, that she like lobbied for there to be a tampon dispenser. I mean, it's not a political book. Like, you can be any side of the aisle, have voted for whoever, and you will still find this book interesting and endearing and funny at times. And she's very, like, she's one of those personalities who's very prepared for everything. And she talks a lot about planning and preparedness, which, you know, I loved. Like,
yes.
When she's like, this is what you need to have in your bag, and these are the kinds of things that you need to plan in advance for. And like, you know, I loved all of that stuff. And plus, it was just really fun and interesting to hear, like, that when her cat died, the president called from Air Force One and was like, hey, I'm so sorry to hear about your cat. Like,
wow.
You know, I mean, just things, it kind of humanized a lot of those people, because she spoke about them from a friend perspective, you know. And it was just interesting to hear about her career and whatever. So I really enjoyed listening to that. I thought she did a good job of reading it herself. And so yeah, that was kind of like breaking me back into listening to audiobooks and stuff again, which I do typically. It's usually nonfiction or memoir that I listen to on audiobook. So that was a fun one. But then the fiction that I read was called The Flat Share. And there's, you know, there's some steamy stuff, people. But it's this really interesting premise of this girl in London who desperately needs to find a place to live, but for pretty cheap. And this guy who works a night shift as a hospice nurse. So his brilliant idea, because he needs more money to help with the situation that's happening in his family, he's decided to rent out his house during the nighttime hours. And then he gets the daytime hours. And it's a one bedroom. Yeah. So it's like the, it's like you, when he puts out the ad, it's like you sleep in the, on the left side of the bed, I sleep on the right side of the bed. And you have from 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. and the weekends, because I'll be gone on the weekends, but I have the daytime hours to sleep and cook my meals and whatever. And so she does it because she's just so desperate and it's cheap enough. And so they have this crazy living situation where, and she's like really artsy, and she's like an editor for this craft publishing house. So it's like she's in the middle of like editing and promoting this book on crochet, and like, so she's got like this really eclectic wardrobe and all of these crazy like decor items that she brings into this guy's house that's already like, he's already got his stuff there, but she brings his stuff in, and they never meet. Like, they live in the same space for 5 months before they've ever met, but they write each other notes on post-it notes. And so this whole, and it all starts like, that all starts because she says something about like the bathroom one day, like, please don't do this in the bathroom. Or, and I'm not trying to sound passive aggressive, but I don't know how to write a note to you about not doing this in the bathroom, but we don't have any other choice because this is the only way we communicate. And so it ends up like their whole place is covered in post-it notes and all of this stuff. And, but so it's just, it's really interesting and it's a fun premise. But then also, I didn't realize at all going into it that she is coming out of an abusive relationship and starting counseling and going through the process of figuring out her PTSD from this relationship. And so that also hit like a whole different thing that I didn't see coming at all when I started this book. And that was really interesting to kind of compare to my own experience or relate to, or, you know, it was just, that was a very interesting thing to have it be in this fun premise of a book, but then have this very like deep undergirding thing that is happening. It was very interesting.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I'm glad that, you know, my first foray back into reading again ended up being that book that ended up, you know, just kind of having more to it than I was expecting.
Yeah. Who's the author?
Oh, fine. I had it in my other notes. Okay, let me look it up. The Flatshare, and it'll be in the show notes, but it is by Beth O'Leary.
Okay.
Really kind of crazy, but really good.
Very creative premise. I like
it. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. And plus, it's just, I always love reading books in other places. So, you know, getting it, having it be in London and they travel all around, and that was really fun too.
Yeah.
So, okay, your turn.
Okay, my nonfiction is This Beautiful Truth by Sarah Clarkson.
Oh,
I'm on my second time through.
Wow.
I cannot get enough of it. Like, I love her writing. I love her depth. I love the premise. This book, the tagline is How God's Goodness Breaks Into Our Darkness. Mm-hmm. And it's all about embracing beauty and validating.
I did that the other day. I said a really fabulous word the other day. What did I say? Oh, acclimatizing.
Oh my gosh.
He was like acclimating. Yep, that one.
That's the one.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Validating beauty. And it speaks right to my heart because she adds theology to what we've talked about on this program.
Yeah.
And I've felt for a long time, which is that there is something to beauty that stirs your soul and it's important, but it's kind of hard to quantify. It's not a black and white tangible thing. It's a thing that evokes feeling. And so that can be so easily discounted, but she adds depth and theology to it. And I am just eating it up. I have one of my favorite quotes I pulled out just to, you know, share.
Okay.
I was so deeply formed by the age in which I lived that I didn't yet understand that I could trust what a fallen leaf or an autumn feast, a lilting song, or the coming of spring was speaking to me as true. I didn't see that these small glories had been offered to me as communion with my maker.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So I kind of can't get enough. I'm feasting on this book. And the fact that I finished it meant nothing. I just restarted because there's, it feels like a book I could read over and over and over again to just get it in.
Wow.
So,
well, they've sent me two copies. So maybe I should get on.
Crack it open.
Okay.
Yeah, you will not be sorry. And she's such a talented writer. That adds something to her choice of words and
the
poetic quality to it. And she's a studied person. So it has that kind of a vibe. I love it. So yes, open it. Open it, read it, enjoy it.
All right.
Yeah. Hello. And for my fiction, I just finished a trilogy by Boo Walker. I don't know if you know that author.
Mm-mm.
And I think she's totally fine and it's totally a good summer read. It's called, the trilogy is Red Mountain. And that's a place in Washington where it's a winery and it's a mountain where they particularly grow beautiful grapes for wine. And it's everybody's story who lives on that mountain and how they intersect. It's really fun. And I learned so much more about winemaking than I ever did. But one really cool concept that kind of comes through is that you can make cheap wine. You can harvest the grapes at any old time and produce wine, or you can pay attention to what they call the terroir, which is a French word meaning like the entire feel and vibe of a place. So because this man has goats, something about the goats comes through in the grape, and it's a snapshot of the year that you've had in the harvest, and you listen to the grapes know when to harvest them. It'll be different than the year before, but your intuition kind of is part of it. It was just so cool. I felt like it was sort of a lesson in something I'd never learned about.
I love books like that.
Yeah. And you get so invested in the characters because it's a trilogy. And then there's also a fourth that's a prequel. I guess there's actually four. But anyway, it was fun. It was a fun little segue. I just read it it's the kind of book I read before I fell asleep, not that I picked up in the day.
Yeah.
So for me, that means that it's just, it's a reprieve. It's a soft spot to land before I fall asleep, but it's not necessarily something I'm going to do over something else during the day.
Yeah.
But, I was really glad I read them. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think for me, having the flat share, like it was just kind of like getting out of that mode of always turning to like Instagram again, mm-hmm. and having my Kindle with me and just choosing to do that instead, sort of getting yes. back into that rhythm. But it also like sucked me in well enough that I was like, okay, yeah, I actually want to choose that or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have you watched any shows?
No, I haven't. I was thinking if you bring up shows, I've got nothing other than
like, let me tell you about this one. I'm sure nobody has heard of it. Stranger Things. Have you heard of that?
Well, my 15-year-old's obsessed with it, but I have not watched
it's only,
it.
Only, you know, like four years scary. After it started, we finally.
Isn't it scary to you?
Okay. This is why I haven't watched it all these years, because yeah. I was very nervous because I don't like yeah. scary stuff. Mm-hmm. I would say yes. Okay. It does have scary things, but something I realized over the years is that I do better with like monsters or animals being crazy, like Jaws or whatever, than I do people being crazy.
Okay.
And so like I Am Legend puts me in the grave, like cannot handle. But this, especially the first two seasons, were really the monsters. It gets a little bit more with the people in season three. But by that point, you're so sucked in with the characters because it's not just scary all the time. Like you really get to know these characters and you get to love these characters and all of their different relationships and how they interact. And it's really funny. And so Roman and I ended up watching this together and we were told errantly that the fourth season was going to start on the 4th of July. And then we like binged, we like hardcore, oh. like we have got to get through all three seasons. And then we got to the 4th of July. We finished the last episode.
Oh,
we looked it up and it was like season 4 is currently filming and has no projected air date. Like oh it might gosh. Not come out until next year on the 4th of July.
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, you've got to be kidding me. But
oh my gosh.
All that to say, it was really good. We really loved the characters. I loved Winona Ryder. I loved David Harbour. You would know him if you saw him. He's in the new Black Widow movie. Just so good. And like people you don't expect to like in the beginning of it, you really grow to like. And it was, yeah, it was just really interesting and really endearing.
Well, Ben is like obsessed with that show and he watches it with his grandma who also really likes it. And I've just kind of been glad I haven't been involved because I just thought it's going to scare me and I don't yeah. like scary things. And he's been talking about this fourth season for a while. So
yeah. Well, apparently you've got time if you would like to get on board. Yeah. And it was, I mean, especially at first, because we really didn't know what to expect. Like I said, I have resisted watching the show for years because I was scared.
Yeah.
And a hot boyfriend he likes the scary stuff. And there we watched the first few episodes with him, which was kind of a nightmare because he would like randomly reach over and grab your leg or like come up behind us and like make the noise that the monster makes or whatever. No. And you're just like, stop it. But then I did do the same thing to Roman when he wasn't around. There was one night where we finished and I went up the stairs, like said goodnight to him and went up the stairs, but I only went up like two steps and he thought I went all the way upstairs. And so he like shut the lights down and everything. And he came around those stairs. I was like, boo. And he nearly went through the ceiling. It was so bad of me, but it was also so funny and I just couldn't resist. And he never got me.
Yeah. What else can you do with these teenage boys? We have to have our fun.
There was one night where Roman, I think he was actually playing Fortnite with Ben, and hot boyfriend came over to say goodnight to the girls, and he went in Roman's room 4 times and scared him.
Oh my gosh.
And he even said, like, certainly after 3 times, like, I'm not going to do it again. I couldn't get away with it for a 4th time. Like, that was it. And then he did it again and he still got him. It was so funny. Okay.
Oh, anyway. I love it.
So yeah, for like being worried about the fear factor of Stranger Things, it was more like intellectual and interesting as you're trying to figure out like what's going on and stuff. I would say though, definitely the 3rd season is the darkest. So.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I haven't really heard anybody. I've only heard Ben talk about it. So I'm glad to know.
Yeah.
Like hear another opinion that I trust to maybe.
Maybe
I'll take more into that. I just don't know, but maybe.
I know. If you get through probably 3 or 4 episodes of season 1, you'll be so hooked into the characters that you can't help but want to know what happens with them and how they all interact. And yeah.
Okay.
Ladies, I want to take just a minute to tell you about one of my very favorite new sports bras. It's by Notori. It's so comfortable. It straps these babies down when I'm on that elliptical almost every day. You know, we all need a little extra support when we're getting after it. And this bra has just made it so much easier. I love that it's comfortable. I love that I can wear it with whatever I want to wear it with because it's actually convertible in the back. It's called the Limitless Convertible Sports Bra. It has a little hook that hooks the straps together so I can wear it with whatever I want to, a racer back, whatever, and it totally works. Plus, it's just kind of cute. But Notori makes so much more than just sports bras. Let me tell you a little bit about their brand because it's a woman-founded and led independent family business with international distribution. Josie Notori started the company from her living room as a young mother, and now it has become a global lifestyle brand. They are most known for their bras and underwear that are made of super soft fabrics that keep you comfortable and supported, but they also have all sorts of other apparel that you're really going to love, and it's super comfortable because they make sure to use the highest quality fabrics so that everything maintains their signature look and feel throughout day-to-day wear and wash after wash after wash. And I love that all of their clothes and bras and everything are super versatile. You can use them for work, leisure, fitness, maternity, every day. You're covered with what Notori has to offer. Plus, they offer a wide range of sizes, all the way from A cup to G cup and a bunch of different band sizes, so you're going to find the perfect fit for you. You can even go search the hashtag MyNotori on social media, and you're going to find all sorts of women across the globe who love wearing Notori. So if you want to try out Notori and see just how amazing and comfortable their apparel and bras and underwear are, you can go to Notori.com, that's Notori.com, and use the code LIVE to get 15% off your purchase. Again, you can go to Notori.com, try out whatever it is you want to try from their lineup, and use the code LIVE to get 15% off your purchase. And I just want to thank Notori for sponsoring Live Well Anyway.
Yeah. I did just think of a show that we recently started watching. I should mention it's old as well. It's been around, I think it's airing is like its 4th season right now. Okay. And that's Holy Moly. Holy Moly. Have you heard of that show?
I haven't.
So do you remember Wipeout?
Yes.
Okay. It's like that, but it's golf. It's mini golf.
Oh.
And it has 2 announcers that are extremely funny. And I don't know their names, but they're really funny. And they totally make fun of the characters or the people that come on. And they play mini golf amidst tremendous obstacles that they're not going to be victorious over. And it is hilarious. There was a guy on there who said he was a garbologist, which means garbage collector. And they give people nicknames. It's so funny. And ultimately you're watching them fall into the water and laughing hilariously because that's really just, it's funny.
Yeah.
And the announcer,
Rob, is it Rob Riggle?
Yes, that sounds
he's
right.
He's so funny. Yeah.
He's so funny. So here's something he did that I was like, I literally almost wet my pants. It was, I could not stop laughing. I was like, just trying to get it together. This woman's name was Ava and her nickname's Avocado. And he says, well, this is funny. This woman's nickname is Avocado, spelled just like avocado. And the other guy's like, that's because it is avocado. And he's like, huh. But he keeps calling her Avocado the whole time. It's just so funny.
Well, and I think out of anyone I know, you appreciate a good announcer. You know, like you truly do. So I love that, how you notice the nuance.
Boy, that's really calling me out. I do.
You truly do. You compare them. You like the things that they latch on to. Like, you really go for it with the announcers. So I love
really
that.
Do. Yeah. Nobody has ever noticed that about me before, but you are right.
Yep. I know I am. You will almost, you will talk about the announcer's commentary on a show more than you will talk about what is actually happening on the show.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. It really is. Well, these are good announcers. Okay. I'm just going to leave it at that. And it hits us where we are with a 6-year-old up to a 16-year-old. And my husband and I all think it's funny. So it's just good, fun. Clean fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. We're going to have, where do you watch it?
We're watching it on Hulu, but I think it airs on CBS and is currently airing. So I think it's
ABC.
Okay. ABC. One of those.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, I will have to, I bet my kids would like having that on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Okay.
I have 3 more big ones.
Okay. Tell me about your big ones. Go for it.
Okay. So let's talk about Billy, which is a razor.
Yeah.
And I haven't mentioned this at all, have I? I haven't said a word to you about this.
I've seen a lot of their stuff.
Sure. Yeah. It's out there, and it's like it's a razor subscription company. It's very affordable. Like for $9, you get the starter kit, which is the actual razor and a blade. And then this little nifty little kind of simple technology, but it sticks on, it's magnetic. So the razor sticks on it, and it's very small, and you can put it anywhere in your shower, but it's low profile. You pick the color of the razor. So for $9 free shipping, you get this. And then it's a subscription thing where you choose how often do you shave, how often will you need new blades. And like I picked every other month, and it's $4 so this is not a steep price at all, which is what really made me finally just do it. But I will say I did not like it at first at all. I felt like every time I shaved, I got razor burn, and my legs are very, very sensitive. Always have been. I can't shave until I've had a lot of hot water. It's just a thing. It's always been a thing. And so having the immediate razor burn was really annoying. But I read reviews and I just kind of kept with it. So after 2 months, I can tell you that I'm an everyday shaver, need to shave every day. I don't always shave every day, but I definitely need to shave every day. That is now every third day. So what it
really
ordered to do actually happened. It has completely lessened the amount of time I need to shave. And when I do shave, it is so much smoother, cleaner. It's I love it, but it's
so took- why is that, Miss Science, who always looks everything up? Why? Because I shave daily.
Yeah, and that's definitely where I was before. Well, there's something about the technology of their blades. It's a 5-blade, and I'm not used to putting as much pressure on as you just kind of naturally do with this blade. And I think that's why I initially got razor blade. It was like, it was more surface. I was hitting my skin closer, but I acclimated, I think is what ultimately happened, is that my body acclimated, and now it just works really, really well. It works exactly the way they said it would, but it took 2 months. So And I also, this last time, I ordered their shaving cream because I thought maybe I just need to do, you know, the whole thing that they're recommending. And I really like that. And maybe that has made a big difference as well. But at first, I'd say the first month, I was still shaving my normal consistency, the normal way that I would. And I'd be frustrated. Mm-hmm. Second month, I started realizing, okay, this is working better. And I think I'll go to every other day. The third month, I'm every third day.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it has worked.
Well, this is interesting. Okay. Yeah. I am on this website now. I am looking. I'm curious because I use Dollar Shave Club. I like it. Again, it's like one of those things I feel like is affordable. Roman and I use the same, like, obviously we each have our own razor, but we use the same one. So it's like just one deal. I had tried Harry's razors and did not like them. It felt like the Dollar Shave Club, like, it's got some weight to it. And so I use it and I like it, but I'm very curious about this because I definitely am a daily shave person. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of ground to cover daily.
Yeah, it is. And I would say, like, if you're in it for the long haul, it's a great thing to try. If you're not, if you could be, you know, if you have the time to give and want to try it, I have found it does work. But if it's not worth it and whatever you're doing works just fine, I maybe wouldn't veer because it really did feel like a steep learning curve. I'm very glad to be where I am with it now. I don't think I'd go back. I really do like it, but it was frustrating that first month.
Well, I think that I need to look into this. I think I need to maybe see if I have a similar experience.
Yeah.
Because that would be interesting to see from somebody else who is shaving on the daily. Mm-hmm. Does this get me to a place where I could do it less?
Well, and it's so nifty now to be every third, like, oh my gosh, is that a time saver? And, you know, by the end of the second day, I need to shave, but it's not the same way it was on the daily. It's like, I don't know if it changes the pore structure. Like, I really do kind of want to look into it because I'm so curious, but it is different.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen so many ads for them and just kind of like wrote it off. Like, it's just another razor. But if they're saying that I could shave less, then it might be worth it to at least give it a try.
Well, and it's not a big upfront cost. I mean, it really is pretty affordable of a system for the whole kit to be $9 to get you started. That's a good deal. And I think it's, like I said, it's sleek. I like how it looks in the shower. It's not bulky. Mm-hmm. You pick the color, so it's kind of customizable.
Well, and I like too, like, even looking at like their body wash and their, you know, all their stuff here, it does say like they don't have all the junk in them.
Right.
So that's nice too, that it's not just like affordable and all that, but it's also a cleaner brand and all of those kinds of things, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. I might have to look into it. You might have convinced me.
You'll have to report back and see if it works the same way or maybe you have a quicker response. A lot of people say the first time they shave, completely different experience. That just wasn't me. It wasn't at all. It took a solid 2 months.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to have to do it. I mean, you can't go wrong with $9. So.
Right.
You guys, I love my supplements. I feel like they help me to stay healthy. And on top of things that I'm maybe not necessarily getting organically into my diet on a regular basis. And one of those things that I really like to add into my supplement routine is omega-3s. I've tried a lot of different ones, and I've got to say that EWI is one of the best I have ever used. Their secret is algae, which I think is so interesting because it's a whole nother level than plain old fish oil. Here's why I love EWI. I mean, just think about it. Do you know where fish get their omega-3s from? Algae. With EWI, you go straight to the source and skip the middle fish and the nasty fishy aftertaste. EWI's proprietary form of algae leads to 50% more absorption, the world's highest absorption of any source of omega-3s. EWI's patented formula goes right to your bloodstream for more absorption and more health benefits. In a clinical study, EWI cholesterol even helped reduce bad VLDL cholesterol by 25% on average in just 3 months. No matter how old or young
you are, you can reap the benefits of EWI. If you're all about that healthy lifestyle like I try to be, then adding EWI to your self-care supplements is a must to support your heart, brain, vision, and overall wellness. And all of EWI's products are plant-based and their algae is sustainably farmed in the U.S. One of the things I always think I notice the most when I'm really staying on top of my omega-3 supplements is my brain clarity. I feel like things are just working better in my head and I am not as foggy. I don't get as forgetful. I just think it's a really helpful supplement to help support your brain along with everything else in your body that omega-3s impact. And it's never too late or too early to start taking EWI. Go to ewelife.com/livewell and use my code LIVEWELL to save 30% on your first purchase. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. IWILIFE.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL for 30% off your first purchase. ewelife.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay. Tell me your other big things.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about primers, makeup primers.
Let's talk about it. Here's another thing you can go ahead and try to convince me on.
Okay. I want to put around this, I want to put the little yellow stars emojis, primers. It's magical. This is completely revolutionizing my makeup routine.
Okay.
So I don't mean to overblow it, but this is a big deal. Yeah. This is a big one.
It's the game changer of your life coming right now.
At least for me, because I feel like I'm starting to figure out now that, I mean, how long have I been on this skincare journey with you since last September, maybe? I mean, I'm coming up on
It's a while.
9, 10 months. So I'm learning like what my skin is like, what it needs, how to best take care of it. I am so dry, especially winter, but even so, I'm just dry. Mm-hmm. My skin is super dry. So the things that I'm looking for, I need breathability. I need, moisture. Like those things are really important. And so I just did a little research and I was thinking through this and landed on trying this primer by Ilia, I-L-I-A is the name of the company. And it's oil-free, really, good for your skin, non-comedogenic, which I didn't know this, but that means that it doesn't block
clog your pores. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mediogenic.
So, oh, see, that's a word I've only read. Thank you.
Yep. That's okay.
It helps with breakouts, that kind of thing. So I liked everything I was reading about it, and it's a serum-based primer. So it mattifies when it dries, but it's like a barrier between your skin, which you've just hydrated and cared for, and what goes on top of it. So it made sense to me that like having a barrier there would be beneficial in the way that it would like blur the pores and give me a better base, but also protect and keep the hydration in my skin underneath. Mm-hmm. So I would wear the primer and put no makeup on top. That's how much I love it. I feel like it is, I really, really like it. I like how hydrated my face feels. I like how breathable it feels, but also it just gives like this layer that mm-hmm. it's like my pure face, my natural face looks as good as it can when I put this on. So I love it. And then I'm topping that with their serum based foundation, which is a light to medium wear. So it's not at all heavy.
So is that the skin tint? Which I'm looking at them right now. So I'm trying to figure out which one. There's the super serum skin tint.
It's the SPF 40.
Yeah. With niacinamide, squalane, and hyaluronic acid.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So I'm doing both of those and it's just it's a huge game changer.
So that's the second step for you. That's what you're considering your foundation.
But I would wear the primer on its own. I would wear the primer before anything. I mean, I just really, really like how it feels and how it looks. So I would do that.
Okay. Alone.
But I love putting the SPF on top of it. And I think of it more as an SPF, a tinted SPF, than I do a foundation because it's not heavy and I don't want heavy, but I do that SPF in the summer. So it just fits the bill for me. I just am really loving they're both serum based, so it just feels so hydrating.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard you talk about it and I've seen it, you know, in ads and stuff before, but I haven't looked it up. So
I really like it. And I've liked it so much. I just placed my fourth order. I keep going back in and like, ooh, I want to try something else because I'm really, really liking it. So I now have like the blush, and I like that the blush and the lipstick, like it's a multitask tool. You know, I really like those, especially for the summer. Yeah. I don't want to have too much in the way of makeup. I just want, I want things that my face actually needs, like the SPF, or things that add a little color, but you can do it with one piece of makeup. I'm just really liking it. So
yeah, that's always nice. And I have a favorite and I'll be talking about that too, but I like when it's just like ease of use and, and all of that kind of stuff. And then it just really works. And for sure,
it feels really doable in the summer because
yes,
especially with the weather we have right now, it's been like hundreds. I mean, you're not going to put on a full face of makeup and do anything else. You will melt.
Yeah.
But I am still going to put on an SPF. And so it kind of just, it works for that.
Mm-hmm. And see, for me, I still like, I really do prefer when it's not a chemical SPF. And so most of those that have the SPF in the foundation, it's generally chemical. But for me, I've been really surprised again using the Australian Gold. Yeah. That's what I always end up coming back to. And it's got such a nice matte finish to it, other than just putting a little bit of concealer under my eyes. And then I also use that as like my eyeshadow primer. It doesn't melt away. Like I don't feel like my whole face falls off by the end of the day, which is nice. But it's that same kind of idea. And for me, the brand that I'm loving and have been digging my heels in and just put in a big order the other night is Thrive. I mean, I've used their stuff for a couple of years now, like their mascara and their eyeliner. We've both used their eye brightener sticks. I've gotten a couple more of those lately, like tried out some different colors, and I've been branching a little bit more into some of their skincare. Their cleanser I started using, super interesting, very different consistency than what you would expect. Like it's thick, a little goes a long way. But they say it can then be used to be that stuff that takes your makeup off too, because it has kind of like that thicker, almost like a balmy consistency to it. Of course, I still do two steps just because that's the way I am. I take my makeup off first and then I do that. But I'm really like interested to see what it will do with my skin over the long haul. I've only been doing it for about a week with that, but I like it. And they just keep coming out with more products, which I really appreciate. So it's not like this is just what it is. Like they're continuing to innovate, and they've got, like new colors of their eye brightener sticks that have come out. I've realized like the ones I just really love and have kind of become my staples and that I reorder, they just came out with a concealer. But of course, when I went to order it, it was sold out. So I'm trying a couple of their different things though than I've tried before. Something of theirs that I've really been wanting to try is that same kind of idea. It's the like for lips, cheeks, and eyes, like a stick, and it actually has a brush on the other end. So it can also be like an on-the-go thing. And I love that kind of stuff in the summer, like being able to do the eye brightener sticks or just do like one thing that can hit like a lot of different areas. I think it just simplifies stuff so much. And I've got one of those finally coming after kind of like eyeing it for years. So I'm super excited about Thrive right now and the new things that they are coming out with. So it's kind of fun that we both sort of have a makeup brand that we're like both diving into right now.
Like going all in.
Yeah. Yeah. Spending ridiculous amounts of money to be like, okay, I want my whole face to be this. Well, it didn't help that they had a big 4th of July sale. And it's like, well, if you buy this much, then you get all the things that you're already buying.
Right. And they keep sending me, every time I place an order, they keep sending me a coupon. And
Yes.
I will.
I know I need to spend this obscene amount of money, but look how much I'm saving.
Oh, Scott calls that spaving.
Yeah.
I'm really good at that.
But then when I'm like, this is stuff I would buy, though, I'm going to have to buy again. So I might as well have my backup just ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, but I love Thrive, and we'll continue to be talking about them. You'll be hearing about them more in the future.
Yeah, well, we need to know how you feel about it once your order comes and when you try it.
Well, especially now that I'll be able to do like a full face with Thrive. I even got their eyebrow pencil to try.
Yeah.
So I will probably end up doing some sort of video where it's like, this is doing your whole face with them. So. Mm-hmm. We shall see.
Can't wait.
Okay. Did you have another thing, or did we hit them all? Okay. Tell me.
Okay. Have you heard of Crumble Cookies in Coeur d'Alene?
No.
Okay. They're around the country, but they have one in Coeur d'Alene, and they're a cookie delivery service. They bring you hot cookies and it has like a signature pink oblong box. Have you seen that anywhere?
No.
Okay. So it's Crumble, C-R-U-M-B-L. They dropped the E. And I have been so intrigued. I've heard such good things. My sisters, they order all the time, and they are really good, and they're unique. The cookies have a different texture. They have a different height. And I've just been so intrigued about them. And what I'm here to talk about is the copycat Crumble recipes that you can find. And what they do is they use cake flour instead of all-purpose flour, which has less protein and it gives a more delicate texture. So that's kind of what's happening there. And you could take any regular cookie recipe and kind of crumble it up by changing the ratio and using cake flour. I've just been doing that a lot this summer, and it's so fun. I love the texture. It's softer. It's bigger. It's not a chewy cookie, but it's a really decadent cookie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at their website. You're making me go to all these websites while we're talking today, but that's really interesting. And it looks like they like are constantly changing up their menu. Yes. Like it's weekly and.
Yeah. Very creative. It's out of Utah, I think. And it was this college student who loved to eat cookies and his cousin, and what I really appreciated about how they did this is they took ingredient by ingredient. They would make a cookie and vary one ingredient and then do taste tests at a gas station, people coming in. So they really isolated each one of their ingredients from a research standpoint. I think this is brilliant.
Yeah.
And so they were able to really identify in each ingredient what they were looking for and then produce what is, I've heard, the best cookies out there. So it was a really
interesting
fun thing to try to figure out what is it that they're doing. And what I could deduce mainly was that the cake flour was the difference. But they have like, if you know, the smash cookies where you have like a round ball of dough that you bake and then you take a cup and you smash it down and you fill the center.
Okay.
You've seen those. They do really great smash cookies. They do filled cookies, like candy bar cookies, stuff in the middle, or just clever flavors, but they're always changing their menu. It's never the same. And they deliver to your doorstep hot cookies.
That's amazing.
Do they? I don't know if they go all the way to your doorstep.
Probably not.
You're a little further into Spokane, but
yeah.
But
I'd have to be at your doorstep and have them delivered there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Or on your way home from the lake.
Yes. Would they deliver them to me at the lake?
That's a real question. I bet they would look for the blue tent.
Yes.
The canopy with the...
Yes. We're between the volleyball nets. Right. Find us here.
That should be our next project when we go to the lake, is see if we can
get
them there and then taste test them.
I agree.
Yeah.
And we can put it on Instagram. Let everybody know. Yep. We're starting to do more local episodes that are going to be coming out. So that, I think that's very worthwhile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think we've covered a lot of varied ground today.
I think so.
Yeah.
Very.
If you're looking for cookies, if you're looking for a razor, if you haven't heard of Stranger Things, we have got you covered. Okay, well, that was fun. We'll be back soon with more, like, I know people are like, what? And Katie, I haven't even told you this yet, but we have to start prepping our back to school content.
Oh boy, yeah. I can't go there.
You have to go there. Just like we had to research for summer. Now we have to do back to school. It's going to be here before we know it because school lasted forever this past year.
We're barely into the break.
I know, but we literally started talking about it in Patreon today.
Oh,
and the people are asking for it. They want it. They want to prepare all summer long.
Oh man,
we're in
it's like when Target starts bringing out the quarter crayons and like, you know, this is the time I have to stock up, but it physically hurts.
Then see, those things. I went to Costco last week and thought like, well, hopefully they have their back to school stuff out.
So funny.
Hopefully I can start grabbing things. I mean, I think it was the day school got out was Prime Day. And that was the day I ordered their lunch boxes for next year.
Oh my goodness.
We're on it. We got it. Well,
we're balanced is what we are.
Yes. Yes, we are. Like I had friends who were saying to me when they sent home all the kids' stuff the last day of school and to their report cards, they stapled the list of supplies for next year. And I think it was Shell. And she was like, can you believe it? They had the nerve to give us the list for next year. I had the exact opposite reaction. It was like, oh, thank goodness. Where is that thing? Get that out of your bag. Let me see what we need for next year.
That is so funny.
Yep. Yeah. I don't think I admitted it to Shell, though. I was like, dang, yeah, can you believe
that? Right.
How dare they? But really, I'm like, woohoo, yay.
Oh, so funny.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk again soon. Now you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. As always, if you want links to any of the things that we've talked about on this episode, you can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast. You can also just swipe up in whatever app you are using to listen to the show, and all of our show notes will be there with links to all of the things that we talked about. And hey, when you purchase through those links, it doesn't cost you a penny more. In fact, a lot of our links, like the ones from our sponsors, we have discount offers for you to be able to take advantage of. But when you do that kind of thing, it helps our sponsors to know that people are actually paying attention and listening to the show and that their ads are working. And it also helps us to get a little bit of a kickback on some of those things, like through Amazon. When you go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, which will take you to all of my favorite products on Amazon, you can actually buy whatever the heck you want on there. It doesn't even have to be something that I have recommended, and we will get a little bit of a kickback, but it doesn't cost you a penny anymore. It really, really helps us to be able to keep everything moving around here, though. And I'm so appreciative to those of you who kind of go out of your way to use that link to be able to shop through Amazon. Thank you so much for your support. It truly does mean the world to me. All right, one last thing. We would love for you to join us over in Patreon. If you love what we're doing here and you like the kind of people that Katie and I are and the kinds of stuff you hear on this show, then you will love being a part of the Live Well Together community. That is where we have live videos every single day where I come on and talk about all these kinds of topics, but we actually get to interact. There's a ton of interaction between the community. We explore a lot of things. We challenge each other to be doing more. And right now we are issuing all kinds of challenges for back to school and getting ourselves organized and taking care of our mental health and our bodies and all kinds of things. And we would love to have you come be a part of that. We love welcoming new women into this community, and we would love to have you there. So you can find us at patreon.com/livewelltogether. You can get in on all the goods and all the fun, and we cannot wait to see you there. Again, that's patreon.com/livewelltogether. All right, until next week though, ladies, go be bold and gracious.